Hi, everyone. From me, Brent Graham of Good for the Game. Time for Six Nations Week 5, the final week of Six Nations. We're going to go through that. We're also going to touch on Super Rugby as well. We do, of course, have the main Super Rugby show that went out this morning. Look for that on the channel if you haven't seen it yet. Well, you see his picture up there. He was just remarking prior to coming online, not the best photo of him. I don't know if I've ever seen a good photo of him. Let's bring the Oracle in there. Oracle, great to have you back, mate. I know a lot of guys very excited to see you back on the show.
Yeah, Brent. Yeah, that's a pretty crappy picture, I must be honest. Although I don't look my entire best on the show either tonight, so it doesn't really matter. But yeah, happy to be back. I haven't really followed the Super Rugby, Brent. I've been following the URC. I've done okay. The Six Nations has pulled up a few interesting ones. That first game, France and Ireland, I lost on that game. I went for France. And, a mate of mine said to me early in the day, what do you like? And I said to him, geez, I've got to go for France here after that World Cup performance. But I said to him, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait 10 minutes into the game and then I'll have a bet. But I didn't listen to myself. I had a bet in the afternoon and another one before the game. I ended up losing probably three times as much as I was supposed to invest in the match. And I was horrified because if I'd watched 10 minutes of the game, I would have realized that France were nowhere. I did recoup quite a bit on the French Italian game. I'm not going to say I called it before the game. I didn't, but when there were about 15 minutes to go, I got involved. I got involved in the draw because I mathematically could see it was a runner. I got involved in Italy as well, and obviously when they scored, everyone was talking about the kick that the tee blew away and all that. I didn't see any of that live. I'm talking about in the game. I didn't see that. What I saw was the ball hitting the pole, and I was saying to myself, these French guys don't want to lose this game. They're going to run this ball into touch. And they didn't quite do that, but they put themselves into a position, or the guy with the ball, I don't know his name, he put himself into a position to get taken into touch. So Italy were never going to chase the game at that point. The French weren't going to chase the game. The draw was all but settled as soon as that ball hit the pole, no matter where it bounced or what happened to it. So got a bit of money back in that game. I didn't get involved in too many other games. In fact, I didn't get involved in any other games. And last week, I said to myself, I don't know what to do with this Ireland-England game. And so let me have a go at the Italian game. And I had a small bet before the game on Italy, a couple of hundred rand, not a lot of money, on Italy to win the game. And then during the game, I took a plus bet. Before they got into trouble, I think I was on plus 3.5 or something like that. And then they went down by 12, and I thought, no, this is almost over. And then I was watching a couple of horse races, and then they got back into it, and I ended up winning. I didn't put a lot of money on the game, but I called Italy before the game, and I, as I said, if you'd put me on the show last week, I would have called them to say that they were overpriced. Off that French game, they were definitely overpriced. I think they were 5-1 to win that match last weekend. This is the first time, and please correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm not looking at any table or anything. But I think this is like over a decade since Italy didn't finish last in this tournament. Well, they could not finish last. Sorry, they able to not finish last. And, I'm quite excited about this game against Wales. I'm going to get stuck into the Italians there. I don't care what I haven't even looked at the prices yet. I'm going to see it virgin style tonight, first time from you when you show them on the screen. But I'm going to say, if you're a punter in rugby, you love rugby, these Italians are as fired up as anything. The Welsh are rubbish. I considered having a Wales plus bet against France on Sunday. I didn't have a bet. And, geez, I'm happy I didn't because they got thumped in that second half. So, yeah, that's my introduction to this evening's show. It's probably taken 3 minutes. I do apologize, but you do know me. I do rattle on a little bit.
Thanks, Gav. Yeah, I managed to type up a few essays there while you were going. No, only kidding. Great to have you back on the show. We're going to talk now in just a second. I thought I'd changed. I had a similar problem this morning. I'm actually battling to hear you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you into the first game. But just before that, I just see Mark Dunphy's on. And I know Mark was looking forward to seeing you on the show again. But he was telling me the other day he won a bet against you. And he says he wants to collect that. Maybe just fill us in on that while I quickly change connections here.
The only thing that can be Brent and Mark, for that matter, is a case of beers. But I'm not delivering them to Ireland. He's got to come over here and drink them in Cape Town. I'll provide accommodation, I'll provide food, and we'll drink the beers together. In fact, Henrik still owes me a case of beers, and I still haven't seen him, although he's probably 20 or 30 Ks away. So that's a message to Henrik if you're watching the show. Bring the beers, let's drink them together. That's the whole thing. And I owe you some as well, Brent. You know, when you're in Cape Town, I'll buy the beers, I'll provide the accommodation, I'll feed you, and we drink the beers together. I can't remember the bet with Mark, but I'm sure it had something to do with Ireland in the World Cup, but I can't remember.
Mark can remind us. Mark, remind
happy
us.
Happy to pay. I'm a happy player.
Getting into the games now. I just want to mention you. No, that's one thing I know about you, Gav, because you paid me a lot over the years. You're a very good player. Everything else sounds great. He doesn't drink, says Mark. Just to mention from our side, and yeah, in South Africa, I believe we've had problems all around. There's some undersea cable or something that got taken out or something. So the connection's a bit dodged. So if I just disappear at times, please understand. But we're going to get started in that. I think everyone else can hear you fine, Gav. I seem to be hearing you a lot better now as well, now that I've changed connections. Let's get into the Six Nations matches. As you say, final week. In theory, four teams could win the Six Nations. In practice, I see only one team winning it, but we'll chat about the matches themselves now. We've got Wales first up against Italy, Gavin. A handicap here of Wales -7.5 at home. Final match for George North, who's been recalled to the squad. And we've got Italy, obviously, +7.5, and the total points line here, 49.5.
This is not enough. This is way too many points I've given Italy here. I'm not going to say they got the wrong favorite. They got the right favorite. Obviously, Wales at home. Thanks, WJS. I'm happy to be back. I know Brent kept saying to me he wasn't sure, because I take a break every now and then. I don't get stuck into let me put it this way. From the people that know me or have followed me since 2017, I'm a small punter. I'm little Gavin Cohen compared to 2017. So, yeah, I'd put 100 or 200 rand on Italy at 5-1, whereas I might have put 2 grand on in 2017. So, yeah, I'm a lot smaller than I used to be. Did I say Ireland would win? No, I didn't say that. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I'll buy you coffee for a month while you're here in Cape Town. Happy to pay. If that's what I said, that's what I said. But I don't believe it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm a payer. I'll pay. I see Mark's going over here. It's Wales -8. Okay. I still think, look, this handicap is probably the lowest it's been in quite a while. Wales home against Italy in the last, I know they play every second year. So the last 6 years, I'd say it's probably been a double-digit number. I can't remember. But this Italian team is fired up. This is their first opportunity to avoid coming last. Okay, so there you go. It has come Italy's way, as Mark's pointed out. It was -10 the other day. I'm not even going to bother with a handicap here. I'm backing Italy to win this game on the board. I believe they will do it. I think the Welsh haven't, you know, there's that English saying, scraping the barrel. The Welsh are scraping the barrel. They're at the bottom here. It's a position that Italy have held for so many years, as I mentioned a little bit earlier. Scotland have been there before. Wales, I think it's been a long time since they were wooden spooners. Just for me, this is the match of the week. I think get involved in Italy on the board here. And if you lose, listen, at -7.5, you're probably getting 2-1 or maybe even 22-10. I wouldn't bother with this handicap. But if you are scared, take the handicap. You'll be well safe. If the Welsh do win this game, it'll be by a couple. It'll be a drop goal or a penalty at the end. But honestly, I'm going to tell you, Italy could win this game by 10. I think this is the bet of the week. Really, it is. They've given us everything. They've given us all the evidence they can win this game. They really have. If you're having one bet this weekend, take Italy. Simple. Done. Over. Put the results in. Pay the punters. This is race up.
And I'm not saying it isn't bigger out there. I've seen 5-2 gap.
Yeah.
5-2. It's a nice price.
15-10 is a nice price.
Right. Just to mention points there, last week. Yes, you're happy. So 5-2, you'll jump all over for that. Just to mention the points line here, 49.5. Last week I was on the over 48.5 in Italy's game and arrived quite comfortably. The only thing is, this is very much a this game, this is not a meaningless game because, like you say, Gav, there's the wooden spoon. No one wants to come bottom, and especially Italy will be motivated not to. That being said, the way certainly the way Italy have been playing, they to me, they play a game that lends itself to scoring points and potentially conceding points. So I'm certainly considering the over 49.5 here. But like you, I like Italy. I think they can cause an upset. And quite frankly, yeah, why not back them on the board? Johan Este isn't coming in. He says, look, Wales will edge it the 1 to 12. You'll probably get about 16 to 10 for that. Not a bad price on that one. But yeah, it should be a cracking game. Certainly a game I do not want to miss this weekend. Just also apologies if there is a lot of background noise. I've got the generator running. Aside from all our Wi-Fi problems, we've also got load shedding at the moment. And places nearby to us went 10 days without water. Can you believe it? Anyway, enough of that. Ireland minus 16.5, Gav. Against Scotland,
just with a
points line here, 50.5. Sorry, Gav.
I just want to say one more thing on the Italy-Wales game. So they've obviously played the same opponents. And when you look at the for and against points, so it's 68 for Italy, 71 for Wales. So Wales have scored two more points against same opposition. Italy have defended at 105 against them compared to 119 on the Wales side. So there's a 14 point on the defensive side and there's a 3 point on the attacking side. And, you know, it's just more evidence. When you look at Wales losing four games in a row, they've lost all four games. And it just takes me back to 2010 with the Lions losing every single game they played that year in Super Rugby. And people said to me, your team losing is a habit. The same as winning is a habit. Losing is a habit. You get used to losing. You don't give a flying crap if you lose another game. You know, Italy haven't lost four games. They've lost two. They've drawn one and they've won one. So it's four L's against two L's, a D and a W. And a very big defensive, in fact, double the handicap here at 14 versus 7. Italy win this game. Anyway, move on to the next game. Sorry, I'm going to ramble. I could ramble for 6 days. Joe Lyons, almost 6 days.
No. Joe, of course.
Oh, yes.
6 days of immediate. Can't wait for Ireland for England. Going to smash the English. I love it, Joe. Great one. Well, let's talk about Ireland up against Scotland. We have a big handicap here, Gav. Ireland minus 16.5. I saw a comment, and I think it was on Twitter, and I'm not sure, but someone was saying that Ireland's performance in this sort of Six Nations has been masked a little bit by the fact that they beat a poor French team so well in the first round. And everyone sort of stood back and said, Ireland are incredible. But if you look at the other results, you know, they're given some trouble by Wales. They were obviously beaten by the English. Perhaps hasn't been quite as strong as an Irish performance as we were all originally thinking. And now we've got them 16.5 points against Scotland, who I must say have been a bit hit and miss. They started off quickly last week against Italy before fading out to lose the match. And yeah, look, as is often the case in the Six Nations, the handicap for me looks fairly well placed here. And we've got a points line of 50.5 in Dublin.
Excuse me, Brent. Yes, this is too high. Last week at, I think it was 12.5 against the English, a couple of the guys in the office said to me, what do you think? And as I said, I didn't have a bet on the game. And I told people, Ireland will win the game. You don't have to worry about that. They might not win the handicap. It's probably priced right. I had no idea they'd win. I didn't put any money on it. I wouldn't have backed England, I'll be honest with you. If anything, I would have put Ireland in a multiple. I don't even take those very often, but I didn't have a bet on the game. So I was quite surprised that they lost the game. I think the whole rugby world surprised. But, yeah, maybe it's that attitude I've won already. I mean, when Scotland were 11 or 12 points up against Italy, I know I'm going back to that game. They probably thought they'd won the game. They were three tries in. They needed one more for the bonus point. They were playing Ireland the next week in what could have been a championship game. So, yeah, they took their foot off the pedal. They let Italy back in. Italy were never going to relax anyway. So, you know, here this Scotland stroke South African team that's got quite a few South Africans in it. I think Ireland are irritated that they've lost. So there's two things that are going to happen here. And I'm going to tell you, ignore the 16.5 handicap, yeah? Go take yourself a plus 7 or plus 6 Scotland, maybe even a board Scotland bet. And go take yourself a minus 26, 27 Ireland, because I think Ireland either come out here and absolutely smash the Scottish, or this game's really close and it wins. I don't think it's going to be in the Anything between 10 and 20, I think, is out. I think it's just, yeah, if Ireland get it right, they absolutely murder these Scottish. Or the Scottish are so irritated with last week's result, they come out firing and they can defend it because they are able to. They're not, they're a good team. They're not, I can't see this being a mediocre 14 to 17 kind of game. I think this is one or the other. And that does give you an option. I mean, if you've got 3 2-to-1s in a, I know that's 100% betting, but if you back one at 2-to-1 and the other one at 2-to-1, you're giving yourself a possibility of 5 to 10, 1 to 2. So 5 to 10 about it being a result over sort of 22 and one being under 7. That's one way of doing it if you want to cover both sides. Personally, I'm going to go for Scotland at a decent handicap here, +6, +7, +8, maybe even a +5. I think this will be close. I'll stick a little bit on Scotland to win the game. I'm not going for the big Irish win. I don't think they need to win by a lot. They're probably, you know, winning the game is enough for them. We've seen this many times before. You know, we're sitting here thinking Ireland are going to win by 16 points, and that's the algorithmic or mathematical score that's pumped out by machines all over the world. They don't need to win by 16. They need to win by 1. And I think this game will be, I think we've got a 70% chance of this game being close and a 30% runaway for Ireland. So I personally, I think this is close. I'm not taking 16.5. I don't believe it'll be close there. I think it'll be close more about around the board line.
Right. Just on my side, I see Sports Punting Tips is watching on Twitter. He's gone over at 48.5. The line I found was 50, but I'll certainly shop around there, Sports Punting Tips, because I like the overs on this game. I do think we're going to get quite a lot of action. I'm very confused on the handicap. I see Johan Estes and is going for Scotland on the cap. And as Joe points out, Ireland can actually still lose. And as long as they get one bonus point in England, France by 45. So, yeah.
Hey, Joe, that's a runner. That's a runner. 45 is in the game.
We'll talk about that game now. But basically, like I said, there's teams with mathematical chances, and then there's Ireland that, as far as I'm concerned, are going to win the Six Nations this weekend. Let's get into the final game, Gab. And when I say final, I am going to run through the Super Rugby fixtures with you, even though we have done a show on that, just to see if there's anything that jumps out. We've got France, -6.5 against England. I know Southpaw, he likes the French. He's on their points. He also likes, by the way, the under-20 French side that they put out. I see on the Good for the Game forum and on Twitter, he's gone for the French there. But 6.5, and we've got a points line of 49.5. And what do you think, Gab? Are you going to tell us they got the wrong favorite?
No, but I'm just going to point out to Joe the comment about the 45. And whilst that's mathematically, or so should I say, grammatically correct, it's not mathematically correct, because if Scotland beat Ireland, the points go the other way. So it might be 45 right now. But let's look at something simple. Scotland win this game by 12, it's now only 33. So, yes, should England beat Ireland by 33 points? Sorry, France by 33 points? I'm going to tell you it's possible. These French are irritated. They're in fourth position on this log. Who knows? I mean, geez, Italy nearly beat them. Yeah, this fired up England team, I'm going to tell you again, have they got the wrong favorite? I'm going to suggest it's very close to that. This is crazy. 6 points is too much for England. Not after last week. Not after last week. And don't worry, France beating Wales, that's not good France. That's bad Wales, which plays into my Italy play as well. England will win this game. How much they'll win by? Who knows? So, they win. England win the game on the board.
Right. Sports bet punting tips. He says France over 26.5. I must admit, Gab, I'm against you on this one. I was very impressed with England last week beating Ireland. But I also thought that France at the end of the day started finding their feet. I quite like some of the selections, and I believe they've selected an unchanged side this week as well. I think France win this one, and I think France win this one going away. I'll be confident on the -6.5, but I prefer the bet that Sports Punting Tips put up there, France over 26.5 points. So on this one, Gab, you and I are very different camps.
I hear you a case of beers, Brent. Let's make it an even case here, and I'll give you 25.5. I'll give you an extra point. France are not scoring more than 20. They're not even scoring more than 20, let alone 25.
What Let's make it 26 Tino bet. How's that? So 27 or 25, you win.
No. I want to be known as the generous charity giving bookmaker. You get, in fact, because you try to get me on 26 and make it look like a proper win, I'm going to give you an extra one. You got 24 and a half for an extra case. You're getting 24 and a half points from me now, France points. And I'm going to get 20, so I'm quite safe. Even a late drop goal won't help you.
All I can say is my next Cape Town trip, I'm going to get absolutely hammered because I'm going to be drinking.
Correct, and you won't have to buy a beer here in Cape Town, correct. You won't have to buy a beer. I'm drinking them with you, just so you know.
Excellent. Okay, Johan says, agree on France points. And just to bring Mark back up.
Yeah, but hold on. Does Johan agree with you or he agrees with me? Does Johan agree with you or he agrees with me?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Look, I'm willing to put my money down at Johan and he will confirm that. And I reckon he agrees with me, not with you. I'm going to put another case of beer on that.
What's the England points in this game? It was at 48 minus 6 is 42, 21. Is England points 21 or 22? What is that? 21.
It'll be about 21 or 22. I'll quickly check now. England points. I'll tell you what it is at the moment. Sorry, the Wi-Fi is just a bit slow, but let's have a look here.
That's fine. It's probably, it should be about 22
and a half, I would say. England points over 21 and a half at 9 to 10, Gav.
There's value.
You like the overs?
Yeah, you just eight Marcus Smith drop goals and you're in the money.
Rubber stamping my bet and not York.
I was just getting your hand getting going with his fingers.
I haven't seen it. I know Elliot Taylor's coming to the start. Hey?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Oh, sorry, Gab. I also lost you there with the Wi-Fi. What did you say about Smith?
No, I said it's only eight. Marcus Smith drop goals and you're in the money.
Yeah, that's it. I wasn't really happy about that drop goal, by the way, because
a lot of people were.
I was on over 46 and a half points. Yeah, and I needed England to score a try, and I thought they were going to score one, and they probably would have. And I understand why they took the drop goal in a way, but then afterwards someone said they should have gone for the bonus point, actually. I mean, they had Ireland on the line. I didn't realize in my head I didn't put that together, but I saw that on Twitter afterwards as well. People said they should have gone for the bonus. And I think it's actually a fairly good point, you know, that they should perhaps have gone for one there. I'm not sure. But anyways, that brings us to the end of Six Nations. I want to do the best bets now, Gav. Have you got any views on the Super Rugby? Do you want me to bring the betting up quickly and you just give, or do you want me to run through my views? You're not involved?
You know what I like, Brent? You can put the handicaps up on the screen because I've always been someone that has a visual eye for it. So if something looks out of place, I spot it quite quickly. And if I've got no idea, I've got no idea. But that's honestly what I do with a lot. I don't like to look at prices. I like to think about games before. And when I see the price, it tells me straight away. So, yeah, I'll be honest with you. I've only had a couple of bets on the Super Rugby. It's been here and there, very small. I haven't followed it. Ever since South Africa left, I've really not been too interested. This URC I love. I'm enjoying this Challenge Cup. Obviously, the Lions and the Sharks playing there. I'm enjoying the URC. I cleaned up in a couple of those Lions games. I really did. I did lose in that Lions game against the Bulls. I thought they'd play a lot better than they did. But I did get the Bulls when they beat the Stormers at Loftus when it was full. I've done okay in the last few weeks, but nothing that's paying rent or anything. It's all small stuff, but I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying my rugby punting now for the first time in quite a long time.
Yeah, well, that's good news. And let's quickly bring those up. Crusaders plus 1.5, nothing there for you. Let me just tell you quickly.
No. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you straight away.
The betting's wrong.
Yes. I'm looking at this and I'm telling you now that the Hurricanes are the value here. Where do we see this? This is crazy. And I've seen some of the results. I saw that the Waratahs beat this Crusaders team recently. So yes, for me, you're getting Hurricanes at minus 1.5 or possibly even 8 to 10 to win the game or 7.5 to 10 to win the game. That looks like value to me. It does.
Well, I must say, I capped this game as Crusaders plus 4.5. So I tend to agree with you on the Hurricanes. But what interests me is the handicap seems to have come in from, went out to 3.5, and now it seems to have come back in. So I think Bunters just battled to write the Crusaders teams off a bit. Let's just see which comments have come through. I would love to get a poll on the Saders versus Canes game. It just can't go against Saders, so no bet for me. You're not a bad move there. But as Joe says, the Crusaders have been shockingly poor. Let's see if anything catches Gavin's eye in the next game. I've got a confident fancy here, but it's not on the handicap. Rebels plus 7.5 against the Reds.
I'm just going to say that that comment by Joe was Joe's best comment tonight. That deserves a prize. That was the best comment he made all night. He's probably made about 8. That was the best one. Last one, Joe. Off the top of my head, Rebels plus 7.5, but not strong on this one. It looks right.
Right. I like the points here at 55.5. I think the points are going to flow in this game. Conditions look good in Melbourne. The final game on Friday is the Force. There has been money open -3.5 out to -5.5 against Moana Pacifica and a points line of 61. Gavin's nodding. Is that to say the bookies are right for the betting here?
The Force, yeah, the minus looks right to me. I'm not a big minus punter. This one stands out. This looks very, very low. This looks like it should be double digits. Yeah, Force minus.
Ladies, 9 comment, or he's saying that he had made 9 comments. And interesting, Nathan on the Super Rugby show, he did make the Force one of his better plays. Also, he got on at 3.5, but he's also got it. He reckoned 5.5 as well. There's been a bit of money for the Highlanders. They opened up their bigger underdogs. I actually thought they'd start the game as favourites. There's +1.5 and a points line of 55.5.
So I'm seeing this 555, which is that American television telephone number story. I used to have an 083555 MTN number, and the rest of it was 2641. And it took me 10 years before I saw a TV show in America where they actually read my number out, because I think a lot of the time they randomly read out numbers. Hey, what's your number? 555. And they read my number out. It was the one with the Law and Order. That was it. Law and Order season 10 or something. I don't know. They read my telephone number out. So I'm seeing 55.5 again, 555. What stands out here for me is if the Brumbies are -1.5 and they're playing in New Zealand, back the Brumbies. Yes. This Highlanders team has been rubbish.
In New Zealand.
The result. Yeah. No, I'm a Brumbies minus punter here. In fact, again, it would fit inside my lowest level of punting on board or even handicap prices. Probably get 8 to 10 on this, maybe 7.5. I don't go less than 7 to 10 on a straight bet in a rugby game. So I would take the Brumbies to win the game. You had 7 to 10 or 7.5 to 10, 8 to 10 if you can find it. But yeah, you know, -1.5 is a tricky one because they could win by 1. You don't like that. You don't want that number. Just take them to win the game. I actually take board up to -3. When we get to -3, I then go for the 9 to 10.
Right, Jonathan. So makes a lot of sense. In the next game, Gav, there has been quite a bit of money for the Chiefs. It opened 18.5. I capped this game 26.5. So no surprise to me to see the money coming for the Chiefs there against the Drua, of course, coming off their win against the Crusaders, but they're always a team that performs at home and struggles on the road. The question is, though, is this handicap big enough?
Is this game in Hamilton, or is it not one of these showcase games that's happening in Fiji?
No, it's in New Zealand. I'm assuming it's in Hamilton. Maybe someone in the chat can confirm. I just assume that. But New Zealand teams do sometimes play their home games, you know, around the state or whatever. But it's definitely Chiefs at home.
Yeah, small minus for me here. I wouldn't go on the plus here. It's minus or no bet. That's my advice here.
Right, let's move on to the next game. And it's the Waratahs +9.5 against the Blues.
Waratahs. Board. After that Crusaders win a couple of weeks ago, it's enough. I'd say even on the board is value. At 9, you're probably getting 3-1. It's worth it.
I know Nathan was on the Blues, but at a lower handicap, like about 6.5. And he fancied that. But I've seen punters very much split on this one. I don't have any firm views at this point. Gab, I'm going to bring us then into the best bets. What do you like this weekend? What's your strongest? And feel free to share anything else. I know you follow other sports as well, if there's anything else you like.
Italy.
On the board.
On the board. Race Excellent. Over. Nothing else. If you have one bet this week, it's Italy. Yeah, there's nothing else sport-wise. You know, I've been following a couple of these tennis players recently. Mensik, I think his name is, Czech Republican player. He walked off in the second set a couple of weeks ago. The other one is Hugo Humbert, the French guy. And now that we've started the ATP 1000 series, those two players, yes, they're not involved currently this week. They're already out. But these are two youngsters. I started the word with un, but it's not what I'm looking for. Not uncapped. These are two guys. You know what? When I was working at Marshall's World of Sport, before Andy Murray became a very good tennis player, a guy phoned up and he said, can you give me a bet Andy Murray wins a Grand Slam in the next 3 years? And I made him a price, and he just missed it. He'd won like the following year. And I gave him a decent price. I think it was like 40 to 1 or something, or 33 to 1. He was no one. He was 200th in the world. Oaks could barely – they didn't even know who he was. But I tell you what, this Hugo Humbert, H-U-M-B-E-R-T, we're going to hear a lot about him in the near future. He's a tennis player to watch. Not scared of playing big games. On the cricket side, I'm quite excited. The RPL is starting next week. I'm definitely going to get involved in that. Not every single game. I did very well, and I know Brendan O'Connell, if he's watching, him and I made some decent money in this SA20. I looked, you know what, when you lose money on something for a period of time, you've got two choices to make. Either fix a problem or turn it up. And I've never been good at cricket, but I've never lost a lot of money on cricket. Like, I've never had massive bets on it. And this T20, SA T20, I decided I was going to put a bit of research into it, watch the games with a clear eye and listen. I do listen to commentators because it's funny. You know, some of these guys, they're not punters, but they say things because they see things. And sometimes those are very good information. And I think it's identifying which commentators are actually watching the game and analyzing it, and others that are just, you know, willy-nilly speaking about what they see, and fence-sitters. You know, Pommy Mbangwa, I love the guy, but geez, he's the biggest fence-sitter in the world. He'll come on at the start of the second innings and he'll go, are they going to get the 220? Aren't they going to get the 220? And I'm shouting at the screen, Pommy, what do you think? You think they're going to get less? You think they're going to get more? So, yes, I'm quite excited about RPL. There's a lot of value in T20, and it's about trading. It's, you know, it doesn't mean you must back the outside at the start of the game and wait for the pre-game favorite to go to be the outsider and then have a punt as well. It's not about that. It's about picking the team that should win the game, and that's overpriced. And yeah, I'd like to say my cricket betting's got a lot better recently. My tennis betting's got a lot better recently. It's more about I'm watching a lot of these games. I'm looking at prices. And again, as you saw now, haven't even looked at these Super Rugby handicaps. I'm looking at numbers, and straight away my brain's telling me that's too big, or, you know, they got the wrong favorite. And I've never been scared to say that. You know, I remember a show when you, myself, and Henrik did in, I think it's 2016 or 2017. Can't remember. I had an Argentina shirt on. South Africa were going to Argentina. And he had his box shirt on, and he shouted them home. And I said, but these Argentinians are 22 to 10. That price is way too big. And I climbed onto it, and I won. So I've got a good eye. I know that I've got a good eye. And it's just staying away from the gambling aspect of it. Don't gamble. Rather, put your money on stuff that you've researched, that you're confident with. So, yeah, I don't have anything else that I've found for the weekend. Just excited about RPL coming up.
Cheltenham, of course, Joe, mentioning there, that's, of course, horse racing, some big racing.
No, that's not horse racing. No, Brent, let me correct you. That's not horse racing. That's show jumping a little bit faster than what they do at Shongweni, where I used to live in KZN. It's show jumping with a bit of speed, that's all.
with a bit of speed. Yeah, I actually went. I went show jumping with a bit of speed with old Brendan himself when I was over in the UK. We went to. I can't remember which track it was now.
Yes, and he actually messaged me and he said you were at a dog track one night.
Yes, we even went greyhound racing as well. Yeah, it was great fun. Great fun. So, yeah, I'll actually be going to the races in a couple of weeks. Chris Sturdy, you know, he's got a share in Royal Victory that won the Summer Cup. Going to be racing in Turfantine in early April, so he's coming up. I haven't seen Chris in years. It's my partner on Good for the Game, but I haven't seen him in years. So we're going to go to the track together. So really looking forward to that. And with a bit of luck, I'll get to watch him lead in Royal Victory for a win there. So I can only hope. But Lacka, Gav, it's been great chatting to you. I'm going to end the show there. I better go switch my generator off before the neighbors get driven absolutely wild. But thanks, as always, to the guys in the live chat. Great having you on. And, yeah, Brent gone to the dog sounds about right, Joe. I have to agree with you there. Again, finish us off, mate. What are you going to end off with?
Yeah, one last comment I was going to make, Brent, is when the Italians, not if they win, when they win in that game against Wales, there's going to be three winners this weekend with all three games. I'm going to tell you now that the celebrations and the after the whistle reactions and, I don't know, yeah, player reactions, celebrations, it will be the biggest. The Italian win will be the biggest from a player perspective. When the camera zooms into those players, those Italians will be happier than even you know, if Ireland win the Six Nations, and yes, they're obviously massively odds on, the Italians will be happier than the Irish. So look out for that at the end of the game. Don't run away. Even if you lost your bet, stay on the couch, watch the rest of it. Italians will, this is going to be a huge moment for them. I don't know if anyone did comment in the comments about when last they didn't finish last. I do think it could be as much as 13 years. It's a long time. I can't remember when they didn't finish last in Six Nations. This is going to be massive.
I actually read about it just before the show, and I forgot the number. I actually was looking at team changes and that and forgot it. So, yeah, no one's put it on yet.
No, it's going to be
huge.
Thanks
a million, man. I'm going to end the show there. And, yeah, thanks to all the guys in the live chat. We'll catch you next week for the Handicap Rugby Chat That Matters.